C3 AI software enables organizations to use artificial intelligence at enterprise scale, solving previously unsolvable business problems. Learn more at c3.ai. This is Enterprise AI.
Here's your money briefing for Tuesday, November 2nd. I'm J.R. Whalen for The Wall Street Journal. At this week's United Nations Climate Summit, also known as COP26, President Biden reiterated to world leaders the need to quickly take steps towards slashing greenhouse gases and reduce the effects of climate change. And while we often hear about cutting emissions from things like factories or coal power plants, consumers can reduce their own carbon footprint through carbon offsets.
Yeah, it's a bit of a balance. You know, if you put some carbon out, you can buy offsets, hoping that offset will reduce what you already put out there.
So what are carbon offsets, and can you actually help save the planet by buying them? We'll talk to WSJ reporter Veronica Dagger about that after the break.
C3 AI software enables organizations to use artificial intelligence at enterprise scale, solving previously unsolvable business problems. Learn more at c3.ai. This is Enterprise AI.
A carbon footprint is the amount of CO2 emissions that a country, a company, or even an individual can be held responsible for. Reducing the size of that footprint can help mitigate the effects of climate change. Consumers can do that by driving less or flying less or wearing a sweater instead of turning up the heat at home. But there are companies selling another way to balance out those high-emitting activities, and they're called carbon offsets. WSJ reporter Veronica Dagger has been looking into the benefits and risks of purchasing carbon offsets. Hi, Veronica. Thanks for being with us.
Thanks for having me, JR.
So, Veronica, carbon offsets have been around for about 20 years, but they've taken on new attention recently amid growing awareness of the effects of climate change. Well, what is an example of a carbon offset?
Carbon offsets are credits purchased from projects that are designed to reduce emissions of planet-warming greenhouse gases. For example, a carbon offset could be something like, well, you just took a flight to Florida for vacation. You could buy a carbon offset for a few dollars to offset that flight. So you could basically spend money to buy an offset to invest in something like a rainforest, like the reforestation of a rainforest. Essentially, people who believe in carbon offsets say that purchase of the investment in the rainforest, that helps offset the flight that you just took.
Okay, but instead of buying carbon offsets, couldn't people just drive less or do less things that cause pollution?
They could, right? And so that's what a lot of people say. That's the first step. That's the first thing you should be doing is drive less, fly less, or ship in bulk. Combine many items in your shipment instead of doing all these one-off shipments. That's what I mean by in bulk. All those things are good first steps, environmentalists say, you know, using less plastics. All of those things are super important, and consumers should be considering that first, environmental protectionist folks say. And that's important to do. But some people also say there's limits to that. So for example, you acting alone, me acting alone, conceivably may not make that much difference in the carbon that's emitted or taken back from the atmosphere, technically. And so one way to do that is to team up with other people. Think of, you know, the concept sort of like crowdfunding. I buy an offset, you buy an offset, a couple other people buy an offset. Together, we can invest in a reforestation project, and that reforestation project can take more carbon out of the atmosphere than me using less plastic bottles, for example, if I'm acting alone.
So where do people buy climate offsets, and who do you buy them from?
My sources tell me the best places to buy offsets are usually from nonprofits. They're the most reputable providers generally, and they can do the most due diligence on the actual end project. Some examples of nonprofits are Cool Effect and also another one called carbonfund.org. And these offsets are basically a bridge between people who want to buy the offsets and the organizations that create and maintain those carbon reducing projects. You know, and those projects could be anything from like a rainforest reforestation, or it could be creating clean cook stoves in Honduras, for example. Those are the types of end projects you might want to support depending on what your interest is. These nonprofits help make sure the projects you're looking into are legitimate, they're doing what they say they're going to do, and they're going to continue doing what they say they're going to do when it comes to reducing carbon emissions. Sometimes you can look to see if an offset provider has a relationship with a company. For example, American Airlines has a relationship with Cool Effect, where customers can buy offsets before their flight or even after the fact. Knowing that an established company has a relationship with an offset provider, that can give some consumers a layer of comfort that they're working with a fair dealer.
So to be clear, Veronica, when you buy an offset, you are not directly reducing the amount of carbon in the air, right?
Yeah, it's a bit of a balance. The thing with offsets is you can't necessarily say it's a one-for-one type of relationship. You know, if you put some carbon out, you can buy offsets hoping that offset will reduce what you already put out there. But in terms of being able to actually, in a accounting way or a financial way, it's hard to know if it's actually working.
What do carbon offsets typically cost?
You know what? It really varies. You can buy them for $20, even less. For example, if you fly 10,000 miles, you could buy offsets on carbonfund.org for $20 to compensate for that flight's emissions. It really depends on how much you want to spend. I've seen on other websites, you can buy them for as $6 or even less. It really depends what your budget is and how much of an impact you're looking to make. You could buy offsets to offset your cruise to Bermuda for just a few dollars, or you could spend thousands of dollars on other websites to offset your entire lifestyle for your entire life. It's really up to you and what you feel comfortable doing given your financial situation.
Okay, but there isn't a federal carbon market in the US, right? And these offsets have come under quite a bit of criticism. Why is that?
So this market is unregulated. So this is something consumers need to know. Like we were talking about before, it's really hard to value these offsets. You can say, I can use a calculator like through the EPA. I can go online, calculate generally how much pollution I feel like I'm causing, how big my carbon footprint is. I can go buy offsets that I roughly, you know, equal out to that. But I'm not sure if I'm actually ever going to see the end project that these carbon offsets sponsor. So for example, if I'm, you know, investing again in those rainforests, I may never see those rainforests in person. So I'm not really sure that project is occurring. I don't know if this project I'm supporting may actually reduce emissions. I have to take a lot of things on trust. And for consumers, that can be difficult. There's also a lot of concern in the industry that these offsets don't actually really work. You know, you can't necessarily say, oh, I polluted, my carbon footprint is X amount because I heat my house all winter, and so I need to buy offsets for, you know, another amount to correspond to that. Well, there's no way necessarily I'm going to know that those offsets actually cancel out my pollution. It's a tricky accounting that goes on. In addition, there's a fair amount of people on social media who are saying, hey, sponsor my offset project. I'm running an offset project that's, you know, helping the environment. And that's something consumers need to avoid, because if something doesn't have third-party oversight, like for example, one of these nonprofits checking out that the projects are actually happening, that's a problem. It could be some sort of scam, and there has been some scams out there.
So what are some red flags that people should look out for who are thinking about buying carbon offsets?
So you want to make sure that each metric ton of emissions consumers buy should have a unique serial number, because you want to make sure that those emissions aren't resold or double counted. You also want to check that the project you're investing in has permanence. So for example, a project for fast growing eucalyptus that will be cut down in 10 years would lack permanence. So you want to make sure that the project you're investing in is actually going to be there in a few years and continuing to do what it says it's promising to do.
All right. That's Wall Street Journal reporter Veronica Dagger. Veronica, thanks so much for being here.
Oh, thanks for having me, JR.
And that's your Money Briefing. I'm JR Whalen for the Wall Street Journal.
20 years ago, energy giant Enron was considered one of the most innovative companies in the world. But in late summer 2001, the company's top executive resigned out of the blue. That set my colleague Rebecca Smith and me on a reporting journey with an end we never imagined. I'm John M. Schweiler from the Wall Street Journal. On our new podcast, Bad Bets, we unravel big business dramas that have had a big impact on our world. Listen wherever you get your podcasts.